DPR Productions presents The Great College Radio Hoax by Patrick McVeigh, produced in digital stereo, with George Ledoux, John Herring, Brian Reed, Jennifer Kirby, and Jerry Kaplan. Also with Bert Mumolo, Paul Buxton, Peter McClymer, Andrew Shields, Gib Cronin, and Nicole Jessen. Episode 1, The Universe. Late summer of 1999, in a little town south of Boston, Massachusetts, a small college is preparing itself for the arrival of another school year. Minivans packed with bedding and bookshelves, posters and clothing, beer cozies and CD players slowly make their way onto the campus of Pendleton College past the looming bronze statue of the school's mascot, a giant long-haired barrel weasel. As the final screws are installed in bookcases to accommodate beer bottle collections, as the last tapestries and American flags are tacked to dorm room walls, a sense of anticipation emerges in the atmosphere, an awareness in each student of the opportunities that lie ahead as their parents leave them to their own devices for several months. Yes, tonight there will be much wailing and gnashing of teeth on this campus as these very students take over the dormitories and drink themselves to near death. It is in this atmosphere of unbridled mayhem that a group of dedicated college students prepare for the first morning of classes. They rise before dawn or perhaps never make it to bed at all the night before. But unlike most of their classmates, these students are preparing for a chance to capture the attention of the campus and the nearby community over the radio airwaves. They are the morning crew for WPOP Radio, and in a few moments they will burst on the airwaves to greet listeners both on and off campus with a simple phrase, "Good morning." What these students don't realize, however, is that they are about to usher in what would eventually come to be known as the Great College Radio Hoax. Just as in previous hoaxes in the 20th century, the Cold Fusion scam, for instance, and various hoaxes involving large buildings being shrouded in plastic and passed off as art, the Great College Radio Hoax managed to fool a good number of otherwise intelligent people. The story begins in a studio control room in Ashton Hall. Behind a large digital mixing console sits Tom, the audio engineer, and beside him is Diane, the director of the morning program. Through a plate glass window, both are watching David Dolby, the star of the morning program, who sits before a microphone surrounded by computers and keyboards programmed with his favorite sound effects, poised to ring in the new school year as the final bars of a song blast across the radio airwaves.
Good morning, citizens, and welcome to the morning show with me, David Dolby, on WPOP Radio. How's everyone doing out there? Oh, it's a lovely day here in the sleepy town of Pendleton, just outside of Boston. Now a special message for all the students listening. That's right, it's time to wake up, dump the hamsters from last night's party into the sink, box the empties, and begin another year at the single finest university that was willing to accept us.
Okay, cue tape three.
Tape three? Just let me know when I'm getting warm, okay?
All right, thank. Where were you when Larry gave it to you?
Larry who?
Larry, our newscaster. The freshman? The guy David is talking about right
now.
Yeah,
keep going. It'll come to me.
The kid who's replacing June.
Oh, I know June, that's for sure. Yeah, she's at the Globe and Gazette now. I remember June.
Tom, we need the tape. Larry's ready to go in studio. Hey, wait a minute. He's supposed to be in the studio.
Hi, I'm Larry. Where am I supposed to be right now?
Go over to Studio 2.
Where's that?
Houston, we have a problem.
Tom, Audio 3.
Right.
Bob's Nuts and Coffee. Not that. PSA is Audio 4.
Not you.
Audio 4.
90.3
You've never been in the studio?
Not that I can remember. I brought a tape.
Knew there was a reason I couldn't find it. Is it queued up?
Queued up.
Hurry, Tom. We're down to 15.
This is really exciting.
Move it, Larry. You're on in 10.
10 what?
Seconds, damn it! Move!
Well, now, wait a minute. Wait, is that... Yes, I think it is. I'm pleased to welcome, very pleased to welcome. I am incredibly, overwhelmingly relieved to see that at last, yes, it's Larry the Scoop Angelo. Yeah, right, Larry Pickham. That's right. Put on the headphones. Okay, now move right up, speak into the mic. Bless you.
Thank you. thank you.
Well, now that we got past that, are you ready for your first day on the news?
I think so.
Gee, you sound optimistic. Hey, I hear there's a community meeting tonight concerning a new development in the Pinderton Woods. Tell us a little about it. No kidding. Jeez. You okay, Scoop?
Yeah, I'm all right. I have allergies. I'll be okay.
Okay, good. Well, here he is, folks. Allergy-ridden, but willing to go on with the show. It's Larry the Scoop Angelo.
Thanks, David. Today, as we all know, Mr. Monin will be laid to rest in St. Matthew's Cemetery, where so many other teachers here at Pinderton College have been laid, to rest during the school's 42 years in existence. Mr. Moaner.
Did you get this kid from?
Scoop?
Moaning.
I found him planning to wander aimlessly through college.
Who died
I gave
on
him a
Friday.
Chance. He'll be okay.
He taught television engineering.
He'd be better if he didn't rock back and forth like a 10-year-old on a roller coaster.
Don't be so negative, Diane.
Students.
Well, David, maybe you can find the elusive bright side in all this.
I'll tell you what the bright side is.
What?
Actually... No, it wasn't so bright aside.
Stop
no.
worrying. It's his first time. He's probably just got a cold.
I'm sorry. Does anyone have a rag to wipe off the mic with?
It's okay, Larry. We always disinfect the studio after the news anyway. Go on.
Well, that'll be good for a laugh, at least. I want to hear this kid's tape.
I've got it in my dorm room.
Tragedy today, as 4 citizens were awarded medals. Oh, wait, that's not the tragedy.
I'm telling you, it sounded great. Listen, tonight he's supposed to cover the town meeting. I'll go with him. We'll have a little chat about his sneezing.
A chat?
Yes, a nice chat.
In other news...
The legendary and pivotal sneeze chat, as it came to be called in the years that followed, took place in the Pinderton Town Hall, formerly the First Church of Pinderton, which had been donated to the community by the young quasi-minister and founder of Pinderton College, Elias Bean. As a youth, Bean had been denied entry into Harvard College for such technicalities as having poor secondary school grades and possessing a reputation as a slacker. Both to redeem himself and for the sake of sheer vengeance, Bean set out to gather together other small-minded, lazy young men in the community and teach them how to punt, pass, and kick oddly shaped inflatable hunks of pigskin under the guise of teaching literature and history. He soon became legendary, as his football teams routinely beat up on the smaller, less athletic students at Harvard and Yale, who would one day be bosses of large corporations and cheat Bean's students out of small sums at Christmas time. The very building that Elias Bean taught his students in was the First Church of Pinderton, where he preached on Sundays. Bean's college became so popular that soon enough he was forced to abandon his ministry for the higher goal of college athletics, a goal which would become the model for many universities across the country as the 20th century staggered onward. After erecting proper dormitories and labs on the land in which he had made his fortune as a trapper and breeder of weasels, Bean forged a partnership with the town of Pinderton, donating the church he had preached and taught in to the town in exchange for an agreement that land abutting the university's west side would remain undeveloped. The old church soon became the center of the community and was used for debates concerning matters of great importance to the townspeople. It is in this church that Larry explains to David that his frenzied bouts of sneezing are caused by a highly unusual allergy to nervousness, which surfaced when Larry tried to read the news live on WPOP radio. Furthermore, he explains, the tape he had sent to David over the summer was nothing more than a demo he had recorded in his cousin's home studio, which had involved scores of takes and several hours of painstaking professional editing. In fact, he had never actually worked at a radio station and had never read news live before. David, it seemed, had been fooled by the same editing magic he used himself on a daily basis in his own WPOP radio studio. The sneeze chat is then interrupted by the mayor of Pendleton.
Order! Order! Hello? Hello? Is this thing on? Hello?
Stop banging it on the podium!
Thank you. I'd like to welcome everyone to the downtown area of Pendleton for the annual town meeting here in the Pendleton Community Hall. As all of you are, I'm sure, aware of, we are here today. To discuss a development proposal put forth by the well-known theme park developer, Mr. Fish Gilman.
Gilman.
God bless you. Oh, Gilman. A fishman. Okay. Thank you, folks. Mr. Fishman is proposing to put Pendleton on the map with a lovely theme park that will bring to our area jobs, and more jobs.
And then jobs after that.
So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, please welcome Gil Fishman.
Thank you. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thank you, too, Mr. Mayor. Do you mind if I call you Bill?
My name is Ralph.
I'd like to call you Bill.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, thank you. Well, now, how's everybody doing out there today? Okay, hello, okay, people, okay, well, now that we got that over with, let's get down to brass tacks. What I'm planning to build will turn this community around, I guarantee it. Now, if everyone will just look over to the right here, my assistant will unveil a plan for my new theme park called The Universe. That's right, folks. The universe is gonna be a theme park like no other, all contained within its own living, breathing environment. Have you ever wanted to travel to Mars? Huh? Well, now you're gonna be able to do that without ever leaving the comfort of Earth. The universe is gonna be virtual reality at its level best. You wanna shuttle through space at the speed of light? Well then, shuttle away! Forget about waiting for rocket science to solve these problems. Virtual reality has already done it. People are gonna come to Pendleton to be rocketed off into deep space, and Pendletons are gonna make a bundle on it.
Ask him where they're gonna put it, Larry.
Me?
You're the reporter. Go on, ask him the question.
Excuse me?
Well, I guess that's it. Let's take a vote. All
Wait
in
a
favor?
This person has a question.
Well, all right. Gesundheit. Well, if that'll be all.
Wait. I haven't asked a question yet.
Well, what are you waiting for, boy?
I was wondering, where are you planning on putting the universe?
Oh, a nosy body, huh? Well, funny you should ask. When we were looking for a place, and believe you me, we looked everywhere but up the cat's ass, if you'll excuse the phrase, we wanted to make sure we didn't ruffle any feathers. So we looked and looked, and we figured that the best place to put it was where no one else was. So that's exactly what we're gonna do. All right, if that'll be all, then let's take a vote. All in favor? just raise your hand, son.
Why don't you just tell us where you're planning to build it?
Right out there, next to the university.
But the east side of campus is all built up.
Not there.
Wait a minute. You want to build in the Pendleton Reservation?
You're a communist too, huh?
Hey, wait a minute. Everybody, calm down.
Who are you?
I'm David Dolby, general manager of WPOP Radio at Pendleton College.
I suppose you're going to tell me that the woods are being used for something right now, eh, Mr. Dolby? I suppose you're going to tell me that they are environmentally important, that they mean something to this community.
Well, I really want to thank you for helping me out with that.
Well, I got news for you, mister. The people of this community care a lot more about jobs than they do about the environment.
Wait a minute. Folks, that's where the area's best summer camp for kids is. Your kids. There are bike trails and a nature center. You don't want to lose those things, do you?
Hey, I'm willing to pay top dollar for that property. And besides, you people need jobs. Now, don't you?
What about the summer camp?
Oh, well, we got that worked out. A free daycare center!
Yeah, but we don't really know what this is all about. What the hell are the ramifications of the universe?
The ramifications of the universe? I'll tell you, mister, what the ramifications are. The universe is going to be the biggest and most impressive theme park ever built. And we won't have to worry about this ridiculous New England weather because the whole things are going to be indoors. I'm telling you, people will come from miles around and we'll be depositing their money right into your pockets. All right now, let's take a vote. All in favor.
Wait a minute. I demand some time to look into the matter.
Don't you dare demand from your elders.
What kind of environmental impact studies have been done, huh? What about the noise of construction? How about the traffic situation?
Oh, traffic schmaffy.
Listen, folks, what's wrong with taking a few weeks to look into this? Who knows? If it's commerce you're worried about, maybe we can figure some other use of the land that's not as destructive and can still help the economy. And maybe we'll find out that this is exactly what we need. We'll all feel better about it if we can just have the time to understand how it's going to affect us, right? Mr. Mayor, the people of Pendleton would like a few months to think about this. I make a motion to adjourn until the end of December.
End of December? What are you, nuts?
Order. Oh, order. Okay, seeing how the people of this community are concerned, I won't stand in the way of their trying to understand the situation better. We'll adjourn for 1 week to study the situation better.
1 week? We need at least 2 months.
Yeah. 2 months. Okay. 2 months. Okay, 2 months then.
2 months? Oh, this will go on forever.
Yes. How about a month?
Well, all right.
Oh, okay. But that's it. Now listen, if you don't figure it out by then, I'm a-pulling out of this town, and I'll put my theme park somewhere else.
Meeting adjourned.
Good. Well, Larry, we've got our work cut out for us. Let's get out here and figure out what we're going to do about this.
Where are we going?
Cheesy's. Oh, it's the campus pub. Come on, I'll give you a spin in my car. It is the ultimate driving machine. Yep. They don't make them like this anymore, thank God.
One of the most sought-after, misunderstood, and highly volatile study aids to emerge from 20th century American colleges is an effervescent beverage that ranges in color from light amber to dark black. Referred to by the generic term beer, this beverage has a wide range of uses, from plying test information out of professors, to punishing fraternity pledges for their mere existence, to raising the amorous feelings of students who would otherwise be disgusted by that large mole on your forehead. Beer has the strange ability to facilitate the unbuckling of belts, while simultaneously making it quite nearly impossible to unhasp a bra strap. Elias Bean, founder of Pendleton College, understood the strange power of this beverage and others in the general category, alcohol, and set up a small pub called Cheesy's on the campus of his college, where his students could spend their parents' hard-earned money purchasing this liquid and exchanging glasses of it by bouncing quarters off wooden tabletops. David Dolby is a frequenter of Cheesy's and has brought Larry Angelo here to discuss what to do about the theme park development that Gil Fishman has proposed for the Pendleton Reservation.
Tell me a story.
Great place to drink yourself into a stupor.
I don't drink.
You must be thirsty.
All right, what can I get you, fellas?
Beer, straight up. Hold the pickle.
Well, maybe I'll have a black Persian.
Excuse me?
Give me a water, please. I appreciate your advice on my news pieces, David. I was wondering, do you have any other advice for me?
Don't worry about it. As soon as we get that tongue out of your nose, we'll be fine.
What do you mean?
I mean, read the news like you did on tape.
Okay. This is Larry Angelo with today's news.
No. Deepen your voice. Act like you're Walter Cronkite or something.
Oh, okay. This is Larry Angelo with today's news.
There! Huh? That's the voice!
All right.
What happened? Did you forget to pack it or something?
Almost. You see, I have this kind of...
Wait a minute.
What?
Keep your eyes peeled for Diane. She's supposed to meet us here.
She's here?
Whoa, take it easy, Larry. Hey, you want a doctor or something?
No, she's,
don't tell me. You're in love with her, too.
No, I didn't say I was,
Listen, I'm going to give you the straight poop on Diane. There's not a guy on campus who hasn't tried to get a date with her, and that includes the ones who are married.
Well, I mean, I'm not married. You know, of course, Roxanne, she acts like we are.
Roxanne?
It's my girlfriend. It's my ex-girlfriend.
Are you old enough to have an ex-girlfriend?
I'm 18, and a half.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm here, and, she's in boot camp, so we decided we could see other people.
Oh, what did she say to that?
Well, she didn't say very much. Of course, at the time, she kind of had me in a headlock.
Uh-huh. So she didn't like the idea.
No, she didn't. But, hey, Roxanne's in boot camp in Ohio, and I'm here, so there's not much she can do now.
I see. Well, this is a little dicey. We'll have to weigh the pros and cons. Give me a chance to think about it. I gotta go say hello to my uncle.
He's here?
Yeah, he's in the men's room.
Wow.
I'll be right back.
All right.
Hi, Larry.
Oh, Diane! I'm sorry. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm sorry. Hello. Hi. Sorry. I'm sorry. Diane, here. Hi. I'm sorry. Here. Have a floor. Chair. I'm sorry. Chair.
Thanks. Where's David?
He's seeing his uncle.
Okay, one beer, one...
Extra large vodka. Wow, that's big. On the rocks. Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, sure. Right.
And can I have an iced tea?
Sure.
So how did it go?
How did... What go?
The community meeting?
Oh, yeah. There's this guy who wants to build a virtual reality theme park in the Pendleton Reservation. Like a really huge theme park.
You gotta be kidding me.
Well, David, he got the mayor of the town to hold off for a month while the public studied the plan.
Well, they can't build it there. There's a summer camp there, and I go to that park to study and relax and be alone.
Wow, that sounds like a great place. Hey, let's go together sometime.
Oh, no. It's Chet Quincy with a camera crew.
Who's he?
Well, he's the host of a TV show called Goat of the Day. It's on WQ-TV, the campus cable station, and it's a very popular show. In fact, they're hoping of putting it on the community cable station so it gets cable passed across the city.
Wow, that's great! For them.
Oh, yeah, it's swell. What they do on the show is find people they don't like and mock them on camera. Chet's favorite target happens to be WPOP Radio.
Wow. He is popular.
Oh, no. Here he comes.
Well, well, well. Who do we have here?
Hello, Chet. How pleasant to see you.
Hello, Diane. What a wonderful surprise. Yo, crew, over here.
Episode 1, Dunk 4. And roll it.
Hi, folks. It's me, Chet Quincy, strolling through our campus pub, Cheesy's, looking for some old and new friends for our first episode of the new school year. And wouldn't you know, we struck it rich, because sitting at a table with her husband...
He's not my husband.
...is Diane Corcoran, the director of the morning program with, what's his name?
Check, please.
Mr. Check, please. Wow, that's a weird name. Which one is his confirmation name?
Hey, what's going on here?
Ignore them, Larry.
Larry? You wouldn't have to be Larry the Scoop, would you?
Yes, in fact.
Whoa, we did strike it rich. Hey, everyone, quiet down, quiet down. I don't mean to embarrass anyone here, but I'm curious, did anyone listen to the news on WPOP radio this morning? Well, allow me to be the first to introduce everyone here at Pendleton College to the sneezing weasel himself. It's Larry the Scoop Angelo. Give him the dog! Give him the dog!
Leave him alone, Chet.
Is this your boyfriend?
No.
You don't have to say it like that.
Fight! 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 Can I ask you a question, Larry? What is the deal with your sneezing? You have some dust up your schnoz or what?
I'm allergic to nervousness.
He's allergic to nervousness. Give him the goat! Give him the goat!
I'm out of here.
No, wait, don't go.
And there he goes. All right, on the count of three. Goodbye, Larry. Ready? One, two, three.
Goodbye, Larry.
Where'd Larry go?
Look, it's David Dolby, morning DJ extraordinaire.
He gave Larry the goat.
Oh, no.
Give him the monkey. Give him the monkey.
Thank you. Thank you, folks.
Dolby, can we have a few words with you?
Sure, Chet. Hey, let's stand right next to each other. Hey, am I on camera?
Yes, you are.
Now, hey, Mom! Hi, Dad! We're number one!
That's great, David. Now then, as I was saying...
Hey, Chet, whoa, your fly is down. Give him the inchworm, everybody! Give him the inchworm! Wee, 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 wee! Come on, Diane, let's get out of here.
I'm gonna get you for this, Dolby. You and that wimpy little station of yours.
Come on, we've got some work to do to get our reporter back, and I know just how to do it.
But David, he's terrible.
No, he was terrible, but we're gonna make him a star.
In episode one of The Great College Radio Hoax, the part of David Dolby was played by John Herring, Diane by Jennifer Kirby, Larry by Bert Mumolo, and Gil Fishman by George Ledoux. Tom, Peter McClymer, the mayor, Gib Cronin, Chet Quincy by Brian Reed, and the waitress by Dorothy Brodesser. The Great College Radio Hoax was written and directed by Patrick McVeigh, with technical direction by Richard Mott and production management by Michael Hoke. Music by Henry, Kneebuckle Music, Apple Betty, and Notable Productions. The Great College Radio Hoax was made possible by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts.